commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
For the last 2 years, I've been a renter. I rent the upper floor of a two-family home on Wausau's east side. It's not fancy, but it is nice. The landlord made some improvements just before I moved in, things like new carpeting and new wood molding. I have a good relationship with my landlord, and they consider me a good renter. As best I know, there are no code violations at my home. So now I have new concerns with Wausau's landlord licensing program. It was approved by the City Council last month. I believe the ordinance violates state and federal law. One of the goals is to register and inspect all properties that are offered for rent in the city. That means at some point a city inspector will knock on my door and will want to look around. I may not let them in, and I'd be in my rights to turn them away. Such a visit is an unconstitutional invasion of privacy. If a government agent wants to come to my home, they would need a warrant and probable cause. And there's no probable cause of any problems or issues surrounding where I live. Even if the landlord wanted the property inspected, most leases and state law give specific circumstances about when a landlord can and can't enter a rented home. A landlord is allowed to address immediate health and safety problems, things like a fire or a burst pipe. But these city inspections are not covered under those circumstances. It also puts the landlord in the middle of a legal mess. Suppose a tenant who doesn't want a government inspection sues the landlord who lets the inspector in anyway. The law also makes renters second-class citizens. Their apartments are subject to a government look-see, but people who own and live in their own homes aren't. That is an equal protection violation. Now, the city has a legitimate goal, to clean up substandard rental properties, but they're going about it the wrong way. For years, the city has skimped on building inspectors, so there's a backlog of complaints that the city doesn't have the manpower to get to. The solution is to hire two more inspectors. The cost of a certain highway median bird-themed art project could have paid for their salaries with some left over. Then the city could have started a PR campaign, encouraging renters to work with their landlords to solve problems first. And then if that doesn't work, renters should be told that they could file a complaint and that they can't be retaliated against if they do. Then the city should voluntarily scale back the inspection program to cover vacant apartments before they're re-rented. The city has more than enough tools at its disposal to make sure the rental stock is safe. It's frustrating when the city wants to be like a nosy neighbor instead, with a plan that may not withstand legal scrutiny.